Missouri Net News is presented by Act Missouri, reminding parents your actions matter. Teach your kids the risks of underage drinking. For tips, visit actmissouri.org.
I'm Jason Taylor. Police are investigating a double murder-suicide that occurred in Florissant near St. Louis this week. When officers arrived at a home, they found three people shot dead with the apparent murder weapon near one of the bodies. After responding to a call of a self-inflicted gunshot, police in Southwest Missouri Stone County have arrested a juvenile in connection with the shooting, which killed a man. The victim, 33-year-old Javen Mitchell, was taken to a hospital in Springfield where he later died. The Missouri House voted to cut the State Department of Health and Senior Services budget by about $1 million and 10 employees this week. Merrimack State Park Assistant Superintendent Tamala Wilson reportedly died from complications of the Bourbon virus in 2017 after being bitten by a tick. During an emotional floor speech, Herman State Representative Justin Alperman blasted the health department for not providing information on how many Missourians have tested positive for the Bourbon virus.
Tamala Wilson in our state passed away from Bourbon virus, and our Department of Health in this state will not give us any answers on that?
The E-Missouri newspaper in Franklin County says Merrimack State Park employees have been tested for signs of the virus. Chesterfield Republican State Representative Brewster Grote wants accused rapists to lose their parental rights of their children born from alleged rape. Colleen Coble with the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence supports ending the rights, but disagrees with also allowing the courts to require suspected rapists to pay child support.
The reality of having to continue to go to court and face your rapist or face the prospect of co-parenting for your child's life till they're of age is horrific.
Representative DeGroat, who's sponsoring the measure, calls it common sense legislation. A West Plains woman in southern Missouri faces child neglect and endangerment charges for refusing to seek medical care for her son, who was later diagnosed with a severe case of pneumonia. 20-year-old Samantha Berlin faces a felony charge of child neglect after locking police out of her home. Boone County deputies in mid-Missouri arrested Jacob Vanderline yesterday after officers were alerted about possible child pornography on his phone. Springfield Public Schools in Southwest Missouri unveiled the new text alert system this week. The rollout is taking place at a time when school safety is a concern after last month's mass shooting at a Florida high school. Julie Dipper, a local PTA president, tells KOLR-TV that she's happy the district's utilizing text messaging, which is a more direct way of contacting parents than social media.
School safety is a hot topic right now. For parents, it's just more that safety concern.
The text messaging service in Springfield is available for parents and staff only. This is Missouri Net.